that more clearly. The question was asked, what about where the roles are switched? So you have situations where the woman's running out to work, she's the CEO of a firm, and he's at home taking care of the kids. So one thing at a time. So first of all, a man doesn't get the tour, he doesn't get the absolvence of the mitzvot aseh she'hazman krama. He can't say, okay, honey, you're the CEO, you go to shul Shabbos, I'm staying in bed till 10 in the morning, right? You go put tefillin on, right, on your way to work, go into minyan and put on tefillin. That's not going to work. You're responsible, you're the man, even if you're doing the home duties, you're responsible for your mitzvot. However, there are instances where a man can be swamped with the mitzvot of the house. There will be times, I remember twice, my wife gave birth and we were in the hospital from the crack of dawn until Sov Zman Kriyas Shma Tefillah. And after the baby was out safe and sound and my wife was comfortable, I went outside. I didn't even go to the shul. I didn't have time to go to shul. Put on my tefillin and quickly davened because I had like 3 minutes left. So no davening in a minyan. I'm busy doing a mitzvah. I get times where I couldn't daven because I was busy doing a mitzvah. The halacha says there are times where you're doing a mitzvah and that supersedes your obligation to daven. So that being said, there can be instances. I have a friend who lost his wife, and then he had a 2-year-old who was still in diapers. Maybe when she passed away she wasn't in diapers, but he had to deal with a whole house full of kids. So one of the things I told him is, remember, you're not chayv to go to minyan, and if you're busy with your kids, you're not chayv in tefillah right now. There are situations where the man who's running the house, who suddenly finds himself responsible for the house, is absolved from his obligation to do the mitzvot. Not like the woman, though. He's absolved because he's a sick man mitzvah, because right now he's swamped with a mitzvah. A guy who's driving on an ambulance call, and now it's time to daven. He says, guy, buddy, stop your heart attack already. Let me daven. Right? It doesn't work. He's busy dealing with the heart attack, and his tefillah, you know, he's not going to daven. I discussed this with a doctor a few months ago, that one of the challenges that people in the medical field have is that after a number of years, you get very used to putting on your tefillin at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I said to him, I'm sure you have many days where you're on call, and the first time you have a minute to breathe is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And suddenly comes 4 o'clock, everything calms down in the ward, you go to your office, you put on your tefillin, you daven your Shmoneh Esrei, and you ask yourself, is it Shachris? Is it Mincha? You have no clue what you're doing, but you're davening. I said, you can't live your life feeling guilty, because you're not guilty, you're doing what's right. You're saving lives, and when you get to it, you're davening. The flip side is, to be so comfortable to put on tefillin at 4 o'clock in the afternoon means that on Sunday, when you just feel like staying in bed, and you don't get out for minyan, and then you get up at like 10 o'clock in the morning and you go and you have your toast and you sit around with the kids and then you put on tefillin at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then you also don't feel guilty because you're used to it all week long. You have days where you legitimately put on your tefillin at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's a bit of a challenge to retain the norm when a person has situations where they're perfectly legitimate holding off and they can't feel guilty because they're not guilty, so you can't feel bad about it. However, you got to think about how you retain the norm.
And now this guy has gone and slept in on the Sunday morning. It's
right.
Now 11 o'clock, he's missed Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. What has he done? Does he still put on his tefillin then and daven Shachrit?
That's another question. Okay.